This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, thank you guys for waiting on the phone line. Looks like we got Tom from Baltimore. Oh, it's our buddy Tom. Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Hey, Doc, I got to ask, since I heard you engaging in self-deprecation again, if you have a big coat on and your hands are in your pockets, when you pull those creature claw hands out, can you scare little kids and they run and cry?
Yes, I scare many kids, but it's not the hands. It's not the hands. It's my voice. They think I'm going to be like, oh, hello, all motherly.
I thought I heard you say something about you had giant hands that measured, I don't know, so many crazy centimeters. I thought that would be scary enough if you just pulled them out real quick on little kids.
I do. I scare.
Feet.
Oh, you do? What size feet? What size feet?
That's 13.
13, wow.
My boots on the job, I actually had to really be careful when I was around little kids because I was finding that sometimes I'd hear kids crying and I'd look down and I was stepping on one of them.
No, where were you a police officer again? In Baltimore or was it in New York?
I was in Baltimore and I also worked in the Netherlands for a period.
Oh, the Netherlands. Okay, yeah.
But mostly in Baltimore. That's where I was stepping on kids.
Mm-hmm.
those big clown feet, they're hard to control. You know,
oh, they are.
It's good to keep you upright, but, you know, sometimes you just don't know what you're stepping on. Anyway, here's my tip for the day. And I'll
all right. Now, lay it on us.
Don't worry about your thumbprint. Listen, biometric is not limited to your fingerprints. It includes your palms, your eyeballs, you know, they can print your irises, facial recognition, where you hide your face too.
Let me catch everybody up. So we were talking about in the previous hour how a researcher in Japan said that on a selfie, if you do a peace sign, somebody could take your fingerprints, and that can now steal your identity forever. And Tom, with his police background, obviously is now debunking that. Okay, thank you, Tom. Yeah, please go on. That's great.
So, you know, you can hide all of your biometric features, and they're grabbing them left and right. And like I said, the facial recognition is the big thing now because they want to be able to capture who you are, your exact identity, just as you walk by something. And that quick, they got you. And by the way, they'll get your voice too. So even if you cover your face, they print your voice now. So if you say anything, they can get you that way too. So don't worry about the thumbs.
No, but teach me something. So if let's say there's a crime scene and they dust for fingerprints, you're saying the fingerprints won't be enough?
Oh, no. Listen, latent prints, we solve a lot of crimes that way.
Yeah.
And we lift them all the time and we convict people. Now, they're not always as definite of an identification as sometimes people think.
You really have to read
the fine print. Because,
right.
Listen, your fingerprints are made up of arches, loops, and whorls, okay? And people think, well, they got his fingerprints, you know, listen, identical twins. They have different fingerprints,
right.
So it must be the guy. But listen, here's the key thing you got to zero in on. You have to ask, how many points of identification are you using? Are you using 10 points of similarity with the arches, loops, and whorls? Are you using 20? Are you using 100? Because, listen, if you're only using the smallest amount, you could be dealing with something that isn't identical, but on those 10 points, they are. So your prints aren't identical, but the 10 points are. They get people with DNA that way, too, because they don't question whether or not they're looking at the, what is it? Now, you'll help me out here. Is it the bands? There's so many bands they can look at.
Right. If you look at, the smaller the area, the more identical that could look to other people. But the longer you look, the more variance there is. So the longer the chain. Exactly.
Always question, because your freedom's on the line when you're up against a court case in criminal court. So be careful.
That's very good. Tom, so helpful. Thank you so much. All right. Always love having you call in. Thank you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. No, that's a good point. I mean, if I look at one little small section of my fingerprints, okay, I'm sure that could look identical to a bunch of people. But the more the wider the view, then the more variance there is. And then, law fascinates me. You know, I don't think I would ever go to law school because I don't think I would make it very far. You know, because you got to do a lot of listening. You know, and I don't like to listen. I would be like, I object. And I like to do more of the talking. I'm not very good with listening. I am really not. But it just blows my mind because I don't know, maybe it's because I got to stick up my butt, and maybe because, you know, when I was a kid, I was so afraid that God would get mad at me, you know, if I lied or if I did something wrong, that I would think that if a lawyer is in the courtroom, all right, they would say, look, you know, that full fingerprint, right, we looked at the whole entire fingerprint, all right, it matched. I would hate to think that they would say, fingerprints match, let's move on. And you're like, whoa, how much of the fingerprint match? Oh, it's a little, you know, sub-millimeter. You see, I don't understand that. I don't understand how certain people could sit there and BS. Now, mind you, I'm not innocent. I BS a lot. Okay, remember I told you guys I weighed 105 pounds? I don't. I weigh 106. Okay. All right, 106.5. Okay, so I'm no angel, but I just don't understand how, and I'm not saying this to doc lawyers. Look, I understand we all need attorneys. You know, if I ever finally get a TV deal, I am going to need the best attorneys there, you know, to make sure that I have included there a makeup artist that is one of the best. Okay, I'm going to need that contract to be bulletproof. I really am, you know, we do need attorneys because most of us can't read beyond fifth grade reading level. But I just don't understand some that will devote their lives to twisting the truth. I don't get that. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Oh, boy. Man, this cold is really ruining my voice. Man, I would really be singing on key. We would be talking Beyonce, Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston-type talent if it wasn't for this cold. You guys realize that. The only reason why I can't sing is because of this cold. All right, we've got a lot to talk about. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network, who is letting me air the show despite, you know, having a bad day with my voice. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials, who can vouch for me that I sing like Mariah Carey and as long as I lip sync. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, I got some good news for you guys, okay? Many of you, yeah, I got some good news. Many of you don't have time to work out. I get that. Your day is long. You wake up at 5, 6 in the morning. You shower. You shave. You grab something to eat. You try to poop, which I think is like the best time to do it. You know, get that poop out of the way so you're not all bloated later. Then you get into the car by 6:30, 6:45, to do about an hour-long commute to get to work by 8 a.m. Then you get out on a good day at 5, probably leave at about 5:35, 45, 6 o'clock, have about a 45-minute drive if you can miss some of the rush hour, get home by 7, you have some dinner, you deal with the kids, you're working on their algebra, you're helping them with their spelling test, you try to see a quick, I don't know, Game of Thrones or whatever the heck that you have to catch up on that you haven't seen. It's already 9, 10 o'clock, you go to bed. You couldn't get your workout in. I get that. But on Saturday and Sunday, you'll hit the gym. And your wife's like, really? You know, we got stuff to do. I'm glad you're working out. But if you're not doing it every day, it doesn't count. Well, that's wrong. Even a little bit of exercise on the weekends will help. Now, apparently there's this term called weekend warriors. I really don't get that. But apparently those are people that cram their whole workout into one or two sessions per week. And a new report published in JAMA, the Journal of American Medical Association Internal Medicine, said that if you did put those two sessions in roughly on the weekend, you will still be at lower risk of dying than those that just say, well, I can't do it at all anyway. The study looked at, it was a household-based survey of 63,591 men and women from the years 1994 to 2012. And they found that so-called, quote, weekend warriors who put in one or two sessions a week of 75 minutes of vigorous physical activity or 150 minutes of moderate exercise were less likely to die from all causes, cancer or cardiovascular disease, than inactive adults. So you know how we said you need to get at least 150 minutes of moderate exercise every week in, which equaled 30 minutes a weekday? If you run it all together and get that all done on the weekend, it still helps. May not give you the same effect, but it helps. They said of the men and women in the study, 8,800 died from all causes, 2,500 died from cancer, 2,700 died to cardiovascular disease. Now remember, the base number was 63,000. They said the quote-unquote weekend warrior's risk of dying from all causes was roughly 30% less than it was for inactive adults. Their risk of dying from cancer, 18% lower. Risk of cardiovascular disease death, 40% lower. So they said this present study suggests that less frequent bouts of activity, which might be more easily fit into a busy lifestyle, offer considerable health benefits, even in the obese and those with major risk factors. They said a particularly encouraging finding was that physical activity frequency as low as one or two sessions per week was associated with lower mortality risks, even in the insufficiently active. So, basically, what does this mean? This means that if you can't exercise, get something in. There was a study a couple years ago that said if you could even get a 10-minute workout in, 10 minutes. One even said two. Remember one study came out saying if you run in place for 2 minutes, that's still better than nothing? I'd say be careful if you have any heart disease course. You know, I don't want you, you know, all of a sudden going from 0 to 90, you know, and stressing the heart if the heart's not ready. But, you know, the idea that, and this is the problem a lot of people have, and I've said it to myself too. Well, if I don't have time to do the full workout, I'm just not going to do it at all. No, that's not how you have to think. What you have to do is you have to set yourself a, not even a goal, a command, a have to. I can't go to bed unless I've done my hour workout each day. Now, maybe I split it up into 30 minutes and 30 minutes, okay? Maybe sometimes I only get 50 minutes in, but I cannot go to bed unless I finish it. Now, the closer I am to bedtime, the worse that is, because when you exercise, it's very hard to fall asleep afterwards. So I make sure I get that exercise done. Even though I just had surgery, I'm seeing the surgeon today asking when I can start working out again. So you have to make that, like, you can't go to bed without brushing your teeth. You can't go to bed without kissing your wife goodnight. You can't go to bed unless you had your workout in. Same thing with the weekend. You cannot start your weekend's festivities. You can't watch football. You can't do nothing unless you got that workout in. Now, one thing that I also did, because I really like that have to, I need that stress, I need that commandment. One thing I did was I can't watch my favorite show unless I'm on the treadmill. So it just doesn't come on unless I'm on my treadmill, and then I could watch it. So, you know, sometimes doing things like that help. And I don't care if you're only doing 10 minutes a day. Everybody could find 10 minutes. So those of you that wake up at 5:45 to get to work by 8, okay, wake up at 5:35. Wake up at 5:30 just to get that 10 minutes in. But you got to exercise. Remember, in caveman days, we had to hunt and gather. We had to get off our butts, get out of the cave, okay, put down the hieroglyphics or whatever the heck we were doing, and we had to go out and do something, okay? Before cars, we would have to walk to work. Even when there were cars, you would walk to the bus stop. You would walk. You would walk to work. We don't do that anymore. We walk to the parking lot. That's all we do every day is we walk to the parking lot. That's not enough. Our bodies were never designed for that. So it's no wonder we get all these calcium deposits on our arteries and, you know, we get, you know, leg edema and we gain weight and we get fat surrounding our liver and we get sluggish and we get depressed. You know, no wonder. We need to get our acts together. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For years I told you the human appendix is not worthless. The human appendix is an organ. You know, God's smart. I believe in God. If you don't believe in God and you think nature designed it, whatever, however you believe. Okay, nature, God, whoever designed the human body is pretty smart. And I never believed that there was an organ sitting there useless. Okay? The organ is a hollow tube. And years ago, some scientists were saying, I bet it stores good bacteria and it squirts it out into the intestine. Well, another study thinks, yeah, that's what it's doing. A properly functioning appendix may be a key reservoir for storing good gut bacteria. So scientists found this little baby pouch that's on the right side of the colon has evolved to develop more and more lymphatic tissue, which is ideal for stimulating growth of beneficial gut bacteria. Experts warn that these findings could have better significance than we realize, since we still know very little about gut bacteria and how it affects our health. But it's that little dangly hollow tube that's attached to our right colon, which is brilliantly placed because when we need gut bacteria within the colon, it makes no sense being near the rectum when it has to poop out, right? You need it to colonize earlier. They say more than 500 other mammal species has an appendix, including rabbits and great apes. Most of them use it as part of their digestive system. But, you know, until now, nobody's figured out what the hell it does. Okay, and what's very interesting is our appendixes, or our appendices, are adapting. So Dr. Heather Smith of Midwestern University Arizona College of Osteopathic Medicine tracked the evolution of 533 mammals with an appendix. Working with an international team, she mapped how each appendix changed over time. And it never disappeared from lineage. Now remember, if an organ, if something is useless, it's going to disappear. So why do we still have our appendixes? So they found pieces, they found species with an appendix have a higher average of concentrations of the lymphatic tissue, which could stimulate growth of gut bacteria. So they think that it really has a role. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
The show. I should just sneeze on air. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, well, I understand some of you guys are dieting and you come to The Dr. Dahlia Show for advice on foods you can eat with no calories. And I guess the reason why you come to me for advice is because you know that any food I eat would not include these. So, it's good. I have no problem teaching you guys what to eat that's healthy. Just because I may not like any of these foods on this list doesn't mean I'm not going to teach it. Remember, this do as I say, not as I do, okay, is very true in medicine. All right, so I'm okay with that. Now, apparently, this is a very nice list from the Daily Mail talking about 23 foods that contain no calories. Really, there are zero-calorie foods, okay? Now, some of you will say, well, maybe it's like one banana seed. I don't know. Okay. I don't want to say that there's zero calories. I think there's calories to these. Okay, I don't like that title per se. But low-calorie foods, yeah, there's a lot of them out there, and they could maybe keep your appetite down, and they could be healthy. Like, for example, apples. Okay, I think we all like apples, right? Apples, they have vitamin C, they have vitamin A. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. Not that I'm happy about that, because, you know, we doctors need to stay in business. But apples, they say there's 47 kilocalories per 100 grams. Okay, I think that's kind of a lot of sugar, but it's still much better than you eating like a Snickers bar. Apricots reduce the risk of stroke, heart attack. They have vitamin C, potassium, fiber. Apricots make me poop. I love dried apricots. If ever I'm constipated, I'll eat some dried apricots. It works. They help promote heart health. So you can have apricots. Okay, I'm good with that. Uh-oh, here we go. Asparagus. Oh, man. 6 kilocalories per spear. See, they try to make it sound delicious. Spear. You know, like you could have a spear of asparagus. No, it doesn't sound good. But they got a lot of antioxidants. They got vitamins. They got A, C, E, vitamin K, plenty of fiber. Yeah, I'm sure. Beetroot. Oh, Lord have mercy. Beetroot has iron, folate, plenty of antioxidants. It lowers blood pressure, boosts exercise, prevents dementia. Beetroot. Okay? I don't like beets. Oh, broccoli. Here we go. Broccoli. Well, it's got vitamin K, it's got vitamin C, a lot of potassium, a lot of fiber, 33 calories per 100 grams. Wasn't there a study years ago where broccoli lowered your, was it arthritis? I believe it was those who ate broccoli had less arthritis. And one of my listeners called in and said that's, it's very true. I've been eating broccoli and my arthritis is less. And I was like, well, that's pretty cool, but I'm still not going to eat the broccoli. All right, here's another vegetable I can't stand, cauliflower. One cauliflower, right, one serving of it, will give you 77% of your daily recommended allowance for vitamin C. It only has 3 kilocalories per florette. That's another, that I can't stand that when they try to make, you know, cauliflower sound delicious, calling it florette. Celery, now that I could eat. Celery is made of a lot of water, so it may not be the most nutritious, but they say you're going to burn more calories than you consume when you eat celery because it's only 2 kilocalories per stick. Now, if you sit there and you put peanut butter on it and cream cheese and yogurt, well, you're going to up the calories. But 2 kilocalories per stick of celery, not too bad. Cranberries. Cranberries is vitamin C, fiber, manganese, antioxidants. Remember, the darker, and I apologize for my cold, the darker colored berries and the darker colored fruits and vegetables, the healthier. So 15 kilocalories per 100 grams. Watercress. Watercress has vitamin K, vitamin A, has apparently some anti-cancer properties, they say. So if you can find watercress, go for it. Cucumber. Cucumber has a lot of water. Have you ever tried to dry out your cucumber? It's kind of interesting. You just sit there and then it just all kind of, you know. But they say cucumber is very, very good. Helps you stay hydrated. Helps your heart health, eye health. Only 6 kilocalories per 1-inch piece. Excuse me. Fennel. Fennel, like a fennel cake? No, I'm joking. That's funnel cake. I love funnel cake. Fennel has a lot of fiber. It's supposed to help rebalance the female sex hormones blamed for PMS. Oh, all right, well, load me up. Garlic. Garlic doesn't, garlic's got calories, but you could still burn some off, okay? Garlic's not too bad. Grapefruit. See, where they're saying, you know, the zero calorie thing is obviously these things have calories, but they say for you to burn it off or to digest it, you may actually be at a zero calorie by the time you're all said and done with the work. Grapefruit. Drinking grapefruit when eating fatty foods lower the amount of weight you put on by up to a fifth. Now, this is interesting. Remember in the 80s, everybody had, you know, went through the grapefruit diet? It really worked. Citrus fruit, especially grapefruit, helps you lose weight. The problem is so many people are on cholesterol medication like the statins where they can't have grapefruit with it. And grapefruit could interfere with certain medication metabolism. So grapefruit has started to fall out of favor. Plus, it leaves a very weird aftertaste. But, you know, give me a greyhound any day. I mean, give me a grapefruit any day. Green beans. Green beans, they say, has essential vitamins and minerals, even some protein. I don't like them because they're green. Kale, oh, Lord of mercy. Apparently, kale is supposed to be cancer-beating. They say broccoli and Brussels sprouts may actually be better, but kale has a lot of essential vitamins. All right, fine. Leeks. Leeks has vitamin K, as well as manganese, vitamin B6, copper, iron, and vitamin C. Leeks. Lemons. Okay, this I'm good with. Okay, I like lemon bars. You know, with the little powdered sugar. Lemons. They say if life gives you lemons, just eat them. Nay. The slice contains 3 calories, so you will burn more or the same number, making it a zero-calorie food. A lemon. I like lemon. Again, it's citrusy. You know, citrus helps you lose weight. Lettuce, mostly made up of water. But if you eat lettuce rather than a Snickers bar, you're in luck. Onion. Now, I can't eat onions because they give me a lot of gas. I have to have Beano when I eat onion. Apparently, I have a food intolerance to onion, but boy, do I love them. And onions, only 7 calories per slice. So if you want to load up that burger, okay, and you don't have any bowel issues like I do, those onions are great. And for those of you that do have bowel issues, it could be the onions. Right? Almost everything seems to be made with onion powder or have pieces of onion in them. Take some Beano and see if it helps. Raspberries. Raspberries have vitamin C. They say it can help boost fertility, and there's only 1 calorie per raspberry. So if you eat 10 raspberries, how many calories is that? 10. Come on, people. Strawberries. Straw babies. Strawberries have more vitamin C than oranges, they say. And aids in digestion. Although if you have diverticulosis, those little pockets in the colon, you got to be careful, strawberries. But there's only 3 calories per strawberry. I know some of these strawberries are huge, some aren't. There's something called a Swede. Swedes are low in calories. I've never dated a Swede. I don't think I've ever dated anybody who is Swedish. I'd burn a lot of calories, wouldn't I? Back to this. Apparently there's something called a Swede. Now again, I'm reading this from Daily Mail, so it could be a British vegetable. I don't know. They say they provide vitamin C, 20% RDA. If you cook them, they have some beta carotene. I don't know what they're talking about. Watermelon. Watermelon has a lot of water. Okay? And they say it can help prevent heart attacks and weight gain because it halts the buildup of bad cholesterol. Only 16 kilocalories per slice. So you can burn it off pretty well. So those are the 23 foods that technically are non-caloric because you can burn it off. You guys like that? No? 1-877. I know, I was expecting some sort of a dark chocolate almond something, but no. All right, when we come back, there is a tooth repair drug that may help replace fillings. And apparently, this is very interesting, a Bangladesh court is now ordering doctors to write legibly. They're mad. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there? Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
Alright, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And if you have medical questions, please send them to us at drdahlia.com. So they say a team at King's College London showed that a chemical could encourage cells in your dental pulp to heal small holes in mice teeth, hence fix the cavity. This biodegradable sponge was soaked in the drug and then put inside the cavity. Now, the study was published in Scientific Reports, and it showed it led to complete effective natural repair. hence fixing a cavity rather than getting a shot and getting it drilled and all the other good stuff. They say teeth have very limited regenerative abilities. They can produce a thin band of dentine, which is the layer just below the enamel, if the inner dental pulp becomes exposed, but this cannot repair a large cavity. Normally, dentists have to repair tooth decay or cavities with a filling made of a metal amalgam or a composite of powdered glass and ceramic. These can often need replacing multiple times during someone's lifetime. So the researchers tried to enhance the natural regenerative capacity of teeth to repair larger holes. And they discovered that a drug called Tidglucib heightened the activity of the stem cells in the dental pulp so they could repair a 0.13 millimeter hole in the teeth of mice. A drug-soaked sponge was placed in the hole, and then a protective coating was applied over the top. As the sponge broke down, it was replaced by dentine, healing the tooth. This is very cool. Professor Paul Sharp, one of the researchers, said that the sponge is biodegradable. So the space occupied by the sponge becomes full of minerals as the dentine regenerates, so you don't have anything in there to fail in the future. The team at King's is now investigating whether the approach could repair larger holes. Yeah, because my cavities aren't no 1.13 millimeters, okay? My cavities are big suckers. I mean, that's what cotton candy and jawbreakers and bubble yum did, all right? They say the field of regenerative medicine, which occurs as cells to rapidly divide to repair damages, sometimes raises some concerns. People are like, I don't know, can it cause cancer? In this particular case, we don't think so. This Tidglucib alters a series of chemical changes in cells, okay? And they say, you know, this WNT, chemical signal WNT, has been implicated in some tumors, but the drug has already been trialed in patients as a potential dementia therapy, and so far it's shown that it's safe. All right, so what are we looking at here? Well, what we're looking at here is the reason why a cavity is so dangerous is a cavity is basically a cavitation. All right, you have a tooth that's supposed to be nice and in block form, and there gets to be a crack in it. When there's a crack, bacteria could get inside. When bacteria could get inside, they could start to grow. Then it could start to fester. Okay? And if you have an infection, and if you start to have death of the cells around it, or the structure around it, okay, and you start to get rot, then the tooth starts to get more weak. The cavity could grow. Get a bigger cavity. More bacteria grow. More gas buildup, more destruction. And so, eventually, you start to kind of burrow down into the root, start hitting a nerve. Okay? And these cavities, okay, are now a source of infection into your mouth. And it gets access to areas that didn't have that access before. Your teeth are supposed to provide some protection. So what we usually need to do is we need to drill out the cavity even bigger to get rid of any bacteria there. You can't just fill a dirty hole. You got to clean it out. Then they make a crater that's easy to fill. And they fill it with something before bacteria could get into it that will prevent bacteria from getting it again. The problem is those are fillings fall out many times. So we need something that'll stick, possibly mimic a tooth's structure, have the same strength, and hopefully withstand more bacteria. And that would be an ideal way of dealing with cavities. Right? And something that doesn't fall out. I hate the idea that it falls out and then it falls out and then now you have that hole. So this could be very interesting. We'll see what happens with this. But, you know, to be able to not have a shot, because remember, you need to have that cavity, all right, drilled out. Okay, they need to clean out the space. All right? Many times you have to have a shot such that in case something hits a nerve. Now we won't have to. That's pretty cool. Unless they still have to drill and then put the sponge in there. Then I'm wrong. 1-877-DOC-TOLLY. Look, I'm not a dentist. This isn't the Dr. Dentist Dahlia show. All right, I'm family medicine. I don't know much about teeth. I wish I did. Bangladesh court orders doctors to write legibly. We are so bad with our handwriting that now a Bangladesh court is seeking to ban our sloppy prescriptions. Apparently, patients are taking the wrong medicines. This has been going on for decades. I know it. I know. I have bad handwriting, too. I know it. They say doctors will now have to either type their prescriptions or write them in block capitals, according to Deputy Attorney General Mukhlisor Rahman. He told the AFP after the court issued its judgment late Monday, and I really apologize if I'm mispronouncing the names. I'm sorry. The court has ordered the health secretary to circulate the ruling among the country's doctors. He was also asked to report on improvement of the situation within 6 weeks. So they mean business. The court also said doctors must use generic drug names rather than specifying particular brands. Now, that one little rule is going to really hurt pharmaceutical companies. Many patients and even some pharmacists cannot read what the doctors scribble on the prescriptions, lawyer Manzil Morshed wrote. He said, therefore, very often they take the wrong medicines. It costs them money, exposes them to unnecessary and sometimes dangerous health hazards. The court order was widely praised on social media, although some doctors asked the government to do its bit by introducing a computerized prescription system. Why blame us when you can't implement a computerized prescription system, according to one of the doctors? Now, in America, we doctors have to pay for our own system. Come out of pocket, what, $100,000 for EHR with a prescription service in there. And with these other countries who don't unfortunately have what we have, all right, why not ask the government to pay for that? You know, this was something that was very frustrating for us doctors when we were mandated to go electronic and then mandated to change our ICD-10. Who's paying for this? When reimbursement rates are going down and nobody gave a damn and we just had to pay for it. You know, we just had to take it. We had to take away it. No wonder doctors said to hell with it. There was one doctor that told one of my patients she's not going electronic because she's going to quit right beforehand. And she did. All right? Me, I started teaching at Toro University and I closed my practice down. So even though I did start the electronic process and we did start paying for it, we didn't get as far as $100,000 in debt with it. But patients come first. And if our handwriting stinks, we need to, and that is one thing I agreed with, we need to have a printable form for prescriptions. But why the heck are these systems so expensive? Now, those that don't pay for a system up front, there was one doctor, he paid for the system up front, he had to get a loan. This was when the early systems came out, and the company ended up being a fraud, a scam, and now he owes $100,000 to the bank. Happened here in Nevada. So there are certain electronic softwares that are actually free. Okay, they're not the best, but there are. There's some where you pay a monthly fee. Okay, and you pay per provider. So that could still get costly. But we need to figure out how to reasonably make sure patients get the prescription that they deserve. And I agree with the type. Their handwriting does stink. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. Icon Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at BookstoreOnTheSeine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. BookstoreOnTheSeine.com.